with the news. Indonesia Health Minister Budi Gunadi said he came plans to allow general practitioners to perform cesarean section surgeries, a decision instructed by President Prabowo Subianto. Minister Budi explained that President Prabowo wants the Ministry of Health to open at least 66 hospitals in remote, frontier, and autonomous or treaty regions, including areas such as Nyasaland, Paliabu, Kolaka, North Konawe, and the hinterlands of Sumba and Flores. The Indonesian National Police Criminal Investigation Agency, or Bareskrim, detained a suspect involved in the illegal import and distribution of cyanide on Wednesday, May 14, 2025. The suspect, with initials SA, distributed cyanide that was imported through warehouses in Surabaya and Pasuruan. Bareskrim is currently investigating how the suspect was able to import the cyanide. According to Nunu, the suspect used permits and imports quotas from general importers category. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, Voice.
Thank you.
wrote an essay entitled The Pandemic is a Portal, in which she argued that the pandemic presents us with an unparalleled opportunity to reimagine our future. Forrest Whitaker reads her words.
Whatever it is, coronavirus has made the mighty Neo and brought the world to a halt like nothing else could. Our mind is still racing back and forth, longing for a return to normality, trying to stitch our future to our past and refusing to acknowledge the rupture. But the rupture exists. In the midst of this terrible despair, it offers us a chance to rethink the doomsday machine we have built for ourselves. Nothing could be worse than a return to normality. Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine a world anew. This one is no different. It's a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging the carcasses of our prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, or we can walk through it lightly. With little luggage, ready to imagine another world and ready to fight for it.
Amin Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN. There is a certain outrage for injustice right now in every sphere. I think we're at a moment where COVID perhaps has helped us realize that there is an intergenerational transition, and that young people are now waking up to the calls that we've had from my generation, which has said, look, this is the opportunity you've got to make things change. And they are rising up, and that we are bringing young people to the table now, not as a token, but to help us shape and to take that baton, to take up the gauntlet, and to move forward. People fighting for justice, but fighting for your justice, not just mine. And to see that without your justice, mine won't be fulfilled either.
Thank you for the invitation here today to talk about my big brother. The world knows him as George, but I call him Perry.
In June, George Floyd's brother, Philonis, gave testimony to the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
Yesterday, we laid him to rest. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. I'm the big brother now, so it's my job to comfort my brothers and my sisters, Perry's kids, and everyone who loves him. And that's a lot of people. I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death will not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a t-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing, I'm here to ask you to make it stop. George called for help, and he was ignored. Please listen to the call that's ringing out the streets across the world. People of all backgrounds, genders, and races have come together to demand change. The people marching in the streets are telling you enough is enough. To the leaders, the people elected you to speak for them to make positive change, you have the opportunity to make your names mean something too. If his death ends up changing the world for the better, and I think it will, then he died as he lived. It is on you to make sure his death is not in vain.
Was founded. Enshrined in its charter was the fact that all people are equal and entitled to the same respect, justice, and human rights. This remains a simple truth, and yet, across the globe, this struggle is still being fought. Amin Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN. The more we're seeing poverty and inequality, hunger, conflict, the more we understand that it is about the person that could be left behind. And so it's really important that we don't leave anyone behind, and we ask ourselves, country by country, community, region, the world, who are the no ones? And they're defined in many different ways depending where you're coming from. And so, you know, discrimination, exclusion, all of that provides a fodder for instability in the world, and we know that everyone has a right to a life of dignity.
The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku merasa jatuh dalam lubang cinta lalu dan
first quote of the day. We must never stop speaking the truth, said Muhammad Hatta. Muhammad Hatta is the first vice president of Indonesia. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion in sharing, modesty, honest, as well as wisdom and diplomacy.
Thank you.
instrument just drowned. One of Rosjava's hardest is often called Abba Olaf to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce Arundum. In 2004, Abba developed Arundum, Heritage of Parents. Abba must preserve it because message from parents in older Arundum arts is not extinct. Abba kept learning to make it, be shared, and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in Rosjava. Which was presented by young people of Bandung, India, Arundum Attack. Arundum is winning strength, even though the weight is huge. It's not fully to be thrown like fruit. Arundum is placed on lips, then it is placed on the platform. Then it is tapped on the right to produce the sound resonance. There are some regions in Rosjava which make Arundum such as Cipanya, Asimutsi, Asikaraya, Lomarambong, Garut, and Cipalung Kulagong, and Cipalung Kulam Jangur, which is made from palm nidra. In New Manang Jewelry, Arundum is made from bamboo and played by women. Arundum is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hairband. While Arundum, which is made from nidra, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be cut in a cigarette case. According to Abba Olaf, the main material of Arundum is fiber, palm tree. In the modern era, the main material is rare. In the past, it was made from palm nidra, so many people call it kawum. Now, Abba makes it from bamboo, because if Abba makes it from kawum, Arundum will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm nidra. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm nidra takes 2 until 3 years. Kulit, kulit karang juga sudah lama, kalau kalau bambu sudah, bambu banyak, hidungnya cepat kering, setahun, tidak bisa dibikin, setahun, setahun baru tidak akan baru bisa dibikin. Sejak kapan, karang ini masih nunggu Bandung sejak dulu tuh. Sampai artis
Bandung, Bandung Music. Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai ada eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Karinding Art began to be exported in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Harry Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya Karat. Karat, kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
I stand here long, no one will argue. Yeah.